quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zirin. It is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight's NXT, and we got some matches for the show. No one cares. We also got lots of notes. This past weekend was AEW Double or Nothing. It was many days ago, but we can talk a little bit about it. It was probably the best AEW pay-per-view that I have ever seen. But you know how things go in wrestling. Everything just keeps moving on. And we've got another huge weekend coming up with multiple shows, including a SmackDown, a Collision, the AAA Noche de los Grandes with the Mask versus Mask match with the Americanos. We've got Clash in Italy. Five matches announced for the show at this point, and two of them will be airing on ESPN. We've got a bunch of news as well. Lots to talk about here today with Mick Foley and some promotions being purchased and some injury updates, some good news and bad news. And the King of the Ring is coming up, and we can talk more about Enzo and Cass. There's a lot to get into here today. Lance Storm will be joining us. So if you have questions, you can text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com, F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, and on X and Blue Sky. So a lot of stories to get into, some reviews, pretty much whatever you want to talk about. And of course, as always, we will do the Raw report here today. Lots to get into after the break. Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Man, you know, we haven't been here since Thursday, since the studio was shut down Friday and Monday. Oh, but fear not, my loyal subscribers. What did I do over the weekend? Oh, yeah, let's see. I did a Brian and Vinny show and an Observer Radio and another Brian and Vinny show and another Observer Radio and then another Observer Radio last night. Oh, man, that's a lot of shows. But anyway, we got to talk about the news. Well, Double or Nothing is history, and it was many, many days ago. I wasn't even really going to talk about it here today, but I'll at least I'll do a quick recap of Double or Nothing for those of you that didn't see it. Because I have seen every AEW pay-per-view there's ever been. I've attended many. I'm pretty sure this was the best AEW pay-per-view I've ever seen. We had Cage and Copeland beating FTR to win the tag team titles in a New York street fight I quit match. It was 20 minutes. It was awesome. Everything under the sun. And the babyfaces got their big victory when Beth returned and helped him out when old Stokely tried to be Stokely. He ended up going through a flaming table. You know, it is funny. People have mentioned this, but it is true. Do you realize that that they were not allowed to crowd brawl or blade on this show? And I know some people have been like, oh, well, some people went into the crowd. They didn't brawl in the crowd. They went into the crowd to an area and came back through the crowd. That's different than getting in a fight in the crowd. But anyway, that is not allowed by the New York City Athletic Commission. No crowd brawling and no blading. But, man, you can light a guy on fire. That seems kind of weird.
Well, they didn't light him on fire. They lit a table.
No, he was actually on fire. Like, Stokely fell off the table.
He fell into fire.
Bro, it doesn't matter. Are we pulling a Dave here about this Javon match? They allowed a flaming table and a man put through a flaming table. But boy, don't you dare cut yourself with a razor blade. That's too dangerous. It's very odd. Takeshita Okada, I thought, was a probably the best match I've seen all year. International title. Takeshita won. And, man, it was great. Five-star match easy. If you're doing that sort of thing. Athena beat Mina Shirakawa in a Owen Hart quarterfinal. That one was all right. Moxley and Kyle O'Reilly in a no time limit match for the Continental title was an excellent, excellent match. Moxley finally submitted the guy to get his revenge. We had Will Ospreay beating Samoa Joe in a men's Owen Hart Cup quarterfinal. This match was just crazy. And they basically paid tribute to AJ Styles with Ospreay playing the role of AJ Styles. Samoa Joe's 47 or something. He's still incredible. And this match was great. Will Ospreay won. Swerve beat Bandido in another men's Owen Hart Cup quarterfinal. Another great match. Swerve did this spot where he got vaulted into the air and landed standing on Bandido's shoulders. Like they were doing some cheerleading act. But then he kicked him in the head. And then they went on from there. Match was great. We had Tekla, Hikaru Shida, Jamie Hayter, and Chris Statlander, which was okay. Didn't have a lot of heat. Tekla won. I don't think people were particularly into whatever the story was with this match, which honestly was not much of a story. Hikaru Shida and Chris Statlander are having problems, yet they still come out together. It didn't work. Then we had the Stadium Stampede. Jericho, Lashley, Shelton, Kenny, Jack Perry, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson versus Ricochet, Bishop Khan, Toa Leona, Don Callis family, Davis and Andrade, Clark Connors and David Finlay. About 77 people. Stadium Stampede. 31 minutes. They were not allowed to cut themselves or brawl in the crowd, but man, they still managed to get backstage and do like every wacky thing under the sun. They did great stuff in the ring. Finally, at the end, everybody surrounded Ricochet. They all laid him out with big moves, and Jericho was finally going to get his big win over Ricochet, finish him off. But this Bishop Khan saved Ricochet, and so then he got killed and pinned with the Lion Salt. So they still have not done the Ricochet-Jericho match, although we will talk about that here, or the win, the Chris Jericho win over Ricochet. But we'll get to that in a second. And then the main event, MJF Darby Allin, title versus hair. Darby did not shave his head. At the end of the day, it was the story they told from the day he won the title. He was going to go until the wheels fell off. They all fell off. He just had no more. MJF hit him with a middle rope tombstone pile driver and pinned him to win the AEW title. MJF champion again. And it was an awesome show. Just one just great match after another. And it only went 11 minutes past 4 hours, which was, a huge improvement over some of these shows. It didn't feel like it went too long. I mean, it was great. And then they announced today that there is going to be a July AEW pay-per-view. It is going to be called Redemption. It is in Canada. It is Sunday, July 26th, the first ever AEW pay-per-view at the Bell Center in Montreal. And, I mean, guys, listen, it's a pay-per-view. It's in Canada. It's called Redemption. So I think it's pretty clear who's getting big wins for what leading to where. If you don't want me to spoil anything, I just won't say anymore. But yes, that pay-per-view is taking place. Tony Khan said he was very interested in adding a July pay-per-view, noting astutely that it would be additive. It would, in fact, be. That's what happens when you add a pay-per-view. It's additive. And highly lucrative, he said. So if you're in Montreal, you're getting a new pay-per-view coming up July. That's what they say, this Montreal. How far is that from Calgary?
Long way, dude.
Long way?
Yeah.
Not going to make the drive?
I'm not going to make the 40-plus hour drive, no.
That's hardly East Coast. All right, well, that's the AEW news. Mick Foley debuted. I thought he did a great job on the pre-show, but they didn't show any of it on the main show, of course, because that's what they do. But he will not be there on Wednesday. I guess he's got a prior commitment. But, I mean, I saw part of his pre-show deal with MJF, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but that guy can talk. That fella can do a promo, Ed McFoley. I don't think he should wrestle, but he should do a lot of talking. I'll tell you that much. So that was pretty good. NXT tonight, which Filthy and I will discuss tomorrow. I can't wait. Lola Vice and Izzy Dame for the NXT Women's title. We got a speed tournament match with Sean Legacy and Dorian Van Dukes. We got Ren Sinclair and Kalani Jordan. Shiloh Hill will get stretched by Charlie Dempsey, they claimed. Jada Parker faces Layla Diggs, who, as I read that name, I still don't have any idea who that is. I think she's new. And OTM will face The Culling. So that's your lineup for NXT tonight. Are you going to watch that one, Lance?
Probably not, no.
You should be watching NXT. They got that TNA relationship. You need a scout.
Yeah, not a lot of current crossover going on. We've got Ariana and Stax currently in TNA, but other than that...
That's who you got, huh? Ariana and Stax.
They're having a bit of a feud with Mr. Santino Marella.
Mm, interesting. All right, we got, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Progress and Defy and their new ownership. And we got a lot of injury updates as well. So back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We got some good news and bad news when it comes to injuries. Kyle Fletcher is back, and he was injured on the March 28th collision when someone like fell on his leg. He tore his meniscus, suffered a fracture in his ankle and the top of his tibia, and doctors estimated it was a 90% chance the meniscus tear would require surgery. Fletcher found out soon into his recovery that he would be able to avoid that. "I don't have to have surgery," he happily announced. "Awesome news. I was given initially 90% chance of surgery. No surgery required, just healing." Oh, to be 27.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although mine healed, mostly. I only have one little minor problem with mine. But other than that, it worked out just great. They say, once you scope it, you're just one step closer to a knee replacement. So, I didn't scope it. I want to keep this knee. Have you had a knee replacement?
No.
No? Are you gonna?
I've had them both scoped, so I guess maybe
you're
that's
two
my next
steps
step.
Closer.
I'm 2 steps closer.
Oh, that sucks. Oh well.
Gosh. Probably a decade or 15 years ago I had him scoped.
Although I think Mick Foley, I think he got knee replacements. Now he feels great. Maybe I should get knee replacements. Maybe we all should. Things have changed when it comes to putting people back together again. Logan Paul, however, actually both of these injuries, you know, we talk about all this stupid stuff that people do nowadays. And Fletcher's injury was just a freak accident and just a nothing-happening move. And Logan Paul was pretty much the same. He caught a dive, but...
Well, having a very large man fly at you through the air is a dangerous move.
Well, yeah, to a degree. But, I mean, it was just your normal... One, like they were doing something, you know, I'm going to do a 450, and so I got knees and such flying at your face, and then you get clobbered. It was just like a big flip dive. And he caught him, and the guy fell on his arm, and he tore his triceps. So literally, with the exception, I guess, of Paul Heyman, but he doesn't really count, every single solitary person who has ever been in the Vision has had a serious injury, with one exception.
Theory hasn't been injured as part of the Vision, at least.
He hasn't been injured, no. So he's the last man standing. And Braun went down, Bronson went down, Seth went down. Now we've got Logan Paul. That's 4 out of 5 total Vision members have been injured as part of this gimmick. So, man, they've put Braun Breaker together.
The Vision was cursed before Danhausen was a thing.
That's true. Theory and Bronson, or Braun Breaker, God, for now, are the tag team champions, and hopefully this is the last one, because that sucks. And then...
If not, Heyman will have to step up as the tag partner.
There's other people that are apparently going to be moved to the Vision. There's lots of talk of Maxine, and then, you know, it's either going to be Dawkins or Montez. You know, one of them.
After last night, I think Dawkins is the one turning.
Well, I had figured it was going to be... I figured it was going to be Montez because, you know, a lot of times they see one person as the potential bigger star of the two, and that's when the one that gets put in, like, the big group or whatever, and everyone's always raving about Montez, and poor Dawkins gets no respect. But, you know, they had an interview last night, and it was Seth and the Street Profits, and Montez said, "You know one thing I've never done? I've never turned on my brother." And if you watch Dawkins when he said that, Dawkins was like, "Ah!" He had a really weird reaction. So I'm thinking maybe it is Dawkins.
He also did not seem pleased when Ford declared himself the best.
Maybe they'll need to draw straws for, like, the winner to not be in the cursed group here. But yeah, there you go. All right, Clash in Italy after Raw. We have a lineup, and we got 2 matches that are going to be on ESPN, which actually I kind of like this I like on the last show, like normally you have these pay-per-views, and especially like with AEW, it's like I never ever watch the AEW pre-show. And I think most other people don't as well, unless you're in the building, because you know that you're going to have to watch a 4 hour plus show, main show. And so adding another hour and a half on top of it or whatever. I mean, and that's, you know, do I need to watch 13 matches in one afternoon? I don't think so. So I skip it. I never watch the WWE pre-shows, even though they don't have matches anymore. I just watch the main show. But the way that they did it, because, you know, the first time I think they did this at WrestleMania, so it made no difference to me. I was just watching it live. But the last show they did, Backlash or whatever, they had two matches on ESPN, which means they got the two matches done in, like, it has to be done in an hour. And so there wasn't, you know, they were long 18 to 20 minute matches. And then they had a few of their stupid commercials or whatever. And then another long match. And then they hyped up the pay-per-view. And so it sort of felt like watching, I'll tell you what it was like. It was like watching an important pre-show. Because 99% of pre-shows are not important. Oh, the Costco guy is going to have a match and, you know, this or that. Byron Saxton's going to talk about history incorrectly or something. But this felt like, oh, wow, this is an important pre-show. There's two big matches here. And then when it was over, it was like, well, now I switch to the pay-per-view. There's only three matches left. And it flew by. So I kind of like how they split it up. The two matches... Yes.
I'm curious, though, if with the, I'm doing air quotes here, main show being such a small show, whether people would bother. Like, you can get.
Well, there's big matches.
The show, well, yes, but you get that without it. It's like if you have to actually pay for ESPN Unlimited, it's like, are you going to pay for just three matches?
Well, the other thing I think, actually, I'm not even sure. I think you can just turn on ESPN Unlimited and just watch the whole show straight through. I don't think you have to switch channels.
Well, yes, but if you don't have a subscription, are you going to be tempted to subscribe if there's only three-fifths of the show?
Well, we're going to soon find out, because if they stop doing this, that's your answer. But they've done it for three straight shows now, which suggests that people are doing that. So the two ESPN matches are Cody and Gunther for the Undisputed WWE title, and Rhea and Jade for the women's title. So I think there's going to be a title change. I think Cody is losing the title to Gunther. Could be wrong. But that's actually a big thing to be putting free on ESPN. So,
isn't Brock also?
Nope. Really? Obafemi and Brock is on the main show. Becky Lynch and Sol Ruka is on the main show. And the main show main event, actually, I don't know this. I don't know if Tribal Combat's the main event. It should be, I think. But they're building up this Obafemi-Brock Lesnar match. Is like, they're calling it the biggest rematch in history. I mean, they're building up big. So, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, Tribal Combat, WWE title is also on the main show. Lance, what are your predictions for all these matches? Cody and Gunther.
Gunther.
Why?
Because I just think that they will go to him and then potentially him and Brock.
All right. Rhea and Jade.
Rhea's the current champ. She'll retain.
All right. Roman and Jacob Fatu.
I think Roman.
You think Roman?
Yes.
Really? See, this one here, they got the stipulations. If Jacob wins, like, Roman has to acknowledge him, and we have a new tribal chief. But if Roman wins, Jacob just has to do his bidding. And, like, I watched the show on Monday, and the show was fine. You know, Javon had an awesome match and everything. But it just, storyline-wise, and Fatu even said in the main event promo, it's time for a change. We need something new. And I just feel like Roman Reigns as champion with Jacob Fatu as his henchman. I mean, we've been there, done that.
Yeah, they like the reluctant henchman that has to be part of a faction.
I know, but come on.
And either way, you're getting the same angle, because if not, Roman has to be.
Well, kind of, but at least we'd have a new tribal chief.
Yeah, I just don't see them putting Roman in a subordinate role.
We'll find out. Becky Lynch, Sol Ruka.
Is it for the title?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Sol.
I think she should. They've just freaking killed her since she
got
called
up. Her first win is going to be winning a title?
Hey.
I guess she won by...
Certainly not happening with old Javon, so they may as well do with somebody. And then Obafemi and Brock.
I think Brock. I don't see them beating him twice. Mm. I think they might go to the rubber match and put Oba over. But especially because the line about beating him twice makes you a ruler or something. I forget what the line he made. Doesn't say he has to do it two in a row. So I'm going to go Brock and then Oba maybe in the rematch.
So that's this coming Sunday, Turin, Italy. It is a show. Yeah, it's an Italy show, and so it's going to be airing at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Sunday. I'll get right on that.
But doesn't the pre-show start at 9 Pacific?
Probably. But who is... No.
They mentioned 9 a.m. Pacific for something, and I think that's the undercard.
I'm going to have to figure this out. I think the main ES... Well, I'll find out after the break. Back in a moment. Sort of live.
What's that on that beat? No.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I'm 99% sure I got this figured out. So everything is going to begin, like, all five matches will begin at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern. And I say that because this is airing internationally. And so the poster lists 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, ESPN in the U.S., Netflix internationally. So obviously, if you're international, you're not getting the two matches on ESPN. And so 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern is when the show starts. So it's not even really called a pre-show. It's just the first two matches will air on ESPN. So the pre-show is something separate from the first two matches that air on ESPN. That makes sense? So 2 Pacific, 11 Eastern, everybody.
The pre-show is 2 hours? Good gravy.
Can you imagine?
Be a lot of commercials.
All right, let's talk about Raw. What did you think of the show?
I enjoyed it for the most part. I did find that most matches had moments where it was like people seemed a little lost. Felt like a Raw after an international tour.
Well, we're about to start an international tour, so maybe they're getting ready. Paul Heyman came out for a promo. We got a Brock video package where I swear to God, Brock does his promo and says that he's retired, even though he's having a match on Sunday. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean,
it's not even close, dude.
Yesterday, like last...
You saw the barbed wire Christmas tree for crying out loud.
Yeah, but at least like that was the stip. Like, last week, you know, Paul Heyman did the promo and, you know, Adam Pearce is like, I filed retirement paperwork. What's going on? And Paul goes, he's retired, but here's a contract for another match. And so I had people on the internet going, it's just Paul saying that. Brock is no longer retired. Or once he signs a contract, he's not retired or whatever. No, guys, the storyline is Brock Lesnar is a retired wrestler who continues his wrestling career. This is preposterously stupid. So then Oba came out and cut a promo and vowed to beat him. I thought it was a good segment, aside from how stupid it was. Like, if you take out how stupid it was a good segment.
You praised a match where a guy got hit in the head with a beach ball and sold it, and you're mad that Brock's coming back for one match while retired?
Yes, because I literally sat through an entire year of John Cena's retirement tour, only for them to tell me, like, 3 months later, well, you know, you can retire and be an active wrestler. What? So now what are we going to do? We're going to go to SummerSlam, and he's going to put his career on the line as a retired wrestler? It's dumb. You hear me? Then Penta and Javon for the Intercontinental title. What did you think of this match, Lance?
I enjoyed it, but I was infuriated with wasting that unbelievable bump into the desk to go to break, because I watch on delay, as I would imagine many people do. So you see him go into the desk, have everybody put over that his career could be over, he could be crippled. The screen glows black for a second and a half, and he comes back, and the dude's covering Penta, and looks like he almost won. And that entire, oh my God, he could be crippled bump was a 1 second, oh my God, moment and nothing more.
I don't think it was supposed to look quite as bad as it did. But, I mean, I will give the announcers credit, which I rarely do. When they came back from the break, the announcers did say, incredibly, Javon is back on his feet. So they did acknowledge that for those of you that don't watch internationally and watch the match during the break, somehow this guy was almost killed and he's back on his feet. I thought this match was great. Do you guys hear me?
The last couple minutes into the finish was absolutely fantastic.
Let me tell you a story. It was awesome. And then when it was over, Penta went to raise Javon's hand, and Javon yanked his hand down, and he stormed off all angry. He's also got PTSD from that 2 years in NXT. I don't blame the guy. He was in the right. Talked about Logan's torn triceps and how Theory's now tag champs with Braun, and then Theory said he was going to go take care of everybody that had anything to do with taking out Logan. Joe Hendry was in the ring.
What a jerk.
Well, yeah, what does Joe Hendry have to do with taking this guy out? Theory comes out and kills this guy.
I meant Joe. It's like,
well, yeah, he's also singing that this guy should be fired.
They just announced that the guy tore his tricep and he's injured, going to be out for a few months. And then this babyface out there campaigning to get him fired. I'm like, man, you're a jerk, Joe.
Plus,
I know Joe.
He's wasting his time because they don't cut people when... Wait, never mind. So anyway, he gets all beat up and then he gets a chair shot with his arm wrapped around the post. So I hope he's not hurt because the way they did it here, I don't know. That's what they usually do when someone needs tricep surgery. So hopefully he's okay. We had Seth running into Dawkins backstage and Montez showed up and they got into this big argument. I hate the storyline, guys. I just think it sucks. Like, do we have time? So, the Street Profits are gone forever, okay? They come back. Seth is battling the Vision. He says they're the most dangerous they've ever been, even though they're all out injured. Like, there's two people left now. But boy, does he need help. So he wants help, not from, like, L.A. Knight, who's also feuding, and you know what I'm saying? He's like, L.A. Knight, whatever. It's like the only two people he can find in the entire promotion to potentially help him are two guys who don't like him and don't want to help him. It's like, you can't find anybody else to fight this battle against two men. It just, God. And you know the Street Profits are having problems, which you don't even know why, because they've been gone forever. They're literally gone forever, and they come back, they're already having issues with each other. I don't care about it. I watched the show. It doesn't look like anybody else cares about it. They set up Seth and Montez for later, which if you watch the match, nobody cared about. So, I don't like it. We had Javon meeting with Penta, vowed to come back for that title later, and then Ray shows up. And Penta says, there's nobody I'd like to defend this title against more than you, Ray. So they go to make the match. Becky and Lyra versus Raquel and Roxanne. House of Torture match. Interference. Interference. Ejection. Interference. Interference. Tug of war over a belt. Dom gets bumped. And then Roxanne gets rolled up and pinned.
I just hope Lyra's okay because she totally wiped out her knee on the edge of the ring going over the top.
Yeah, they did like a double lariat or something, and she banged the side of her knee. And is that what it was?
Yeah, she ran-ed the powerbomb attempt and took the hard edge of the LED board right to the side of her knee.
I mean, she was walking after the match. She was limping a little bit, but it wasn't like she couldn't put weight on it. So hopefully she just banged it really hard and is okay. But that looked like it sucked. Pearson met with Roman. He wants to fire Jacob, but Roman says, nah, this guy challenged me to tribal combat. I can't back down. But there must be consequences. If I beat him, he must serve me. Otherwise, you can fire him. But if he beats me, good luck, because we're all screwed. Whoa.
Like the whole company?
That's yeah.
Quite the statement.
That's serious. Then we have the same thing. It's like L.A. Knight comes out for a promo. He wants to win the King of the Ring. He doesn't want the Usos to screw him when he gets his match with Roman. I'm like, brother, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. I don't even know if you're in the tournament. You're planning to win. You're presuming Roman's going to win. You're planning a match with Roman, and you're already worried that people are going to interfere. And then Jimmy comes out, and they jibber-jabber back and forth, and I don't know what's going on. I'm not invested in any of these stories right now. We had Pierce talking to Ray about the match. Penta and Ethan Page show up. And then Rusev shows up. Ethan stirs up trouble. Ray finally says, if I got to beat this Rusev to get a shot at Penta, I'll do it. And then Rusev says, tonight I'm going to bangaranga you. There's some... Well, it's a Bulgarian pop song that apparently won something this past weekend. I'm told it's catchy. But all I know is I'm stealing that line.
All right. And Ethan Page is a tremendous pot stirrer.
He sure is. He's a great wrestler. He's a great promo. He's just great. I like that guy for the most part. Seth Rollins and Montez Ford did not have a ton of heat. Seth ends up beating the guy clean.
Well, they are both babyfaces currently.
I know, but like nobody cared.
Well, there's like, a lot of both guys are babyfaces or both guys are...
I mean, you think nobody's going to care about Penta and Rey Mysterio? I mean, they cared about, like, Penta and Javon. They were two baby faces. No one cared about this because the storyline is like, it sucks, for being honest, I think.
Well, you're also comparing a title match to a match with nothing on the line.
There was stuff on the line, you know? I don't
really? What stuff exactly?
I don't know because I don't like it. The crowd. So Seth wins. Then Theory beats up Dawkins on the ramp with a chair. They go backstage. He's been Pillmanized or concertoed or whatever. And so Seth and Montez, now they're on the same page. Oh, we just fought each other. I beat you, but your buddy got beat up. So dang it, now we got to team up together.
They're going to win the tag titles. Well, Dawkins is out, and Dawkins is going to be bitter and angry, and it'll lead to the turn. The
problem is that's exactly what they're doing with the Bellas. That's what they're doing with Nikki and Paige.
Because Nikki actually picked Paige to replace her.
I know, but you know this is how
Ford going behind Dawkins' back to have a new partner. They're going to fight
his partner's
vision.
Hurt. He got killed.
Yeah, because you were in the ring taking care of your own business and not hanging with your partner. Dawkins is
Are you writing this or something?
No, I pay attention.
I don't like it. Not one bit.
You don't have to. They're not writing for you.
God, that's for darn sure. We had Becky talking about the Sol Ruka match. Ray faced Rusev. And people don't really care about this much at all either, even though it's a babyface heel. Big guy, little guy. I just didn't care. And Rusev countered the 619, tried the accolade. Ray countered into a cradle, pinned him. Ray and Penta is next week. And then we had one of the better things on the show. Rusev goes after Ray. Dragon Lee comes down, and holy smokes, Dragon Lee ran wild on Rusev and Ethan Page. It was freaking awesome. Babyface cleared the ring. Maybe we'll get a tag match, too. I want to see more Dragon Lee and Ethan Page. Sounds awesome.
I had forgot about the title match and was expecting a tag, so...
Pierce kicked Theory out of the building. They passed Alpha Academy. Otis says, this sounds like bad news. And then Maxine says, I gotta go. She's joining. Then we had Jacob coming out for the contract signing. And he signed immediately. They had all these nerds at ringside. He starts throwing stuff and practically freaking killing them with these giant rolling office chairs.
And that made them decide, hey, I'll get in the ring with this crazy man.
Yeah, and then Roman comes out and tells him to leave. Pierce goes, I think it might be a good idea for security. And then Roman explains, no, it's tribal combat. We've made a blood oath. We must respect each other. He cannot touch me until Sunday. I was like, man, maybe every match should be tribal combat. So everybody leaves, and they just had a discussion. Where
technically,
Jacob,
they touched.
Yeah, Jacob. Well, they actually put their heads together after they shook hands.
Yeah,
I guess that doesn't count.
No.
But they went over like all the stipulations for Sunday. And I mean, I thought it was a good segment. I will say I am intrigued by this one because I just think we need something different. I think that Roman losing the role of tribal chief and having to work his way back, I think that's a good story. And Jacob was
story.
Jacob
Isn't
was
it?
So
With
awesome.
Solo?
Well, yeah, but Solo never won it.
Well, yeah, the Ulafala.
I know, but he never actually was like, he stole it, you see.
Ah.
So this would be winning it, and Roman must acknowledge Jacob. And Jacob was so awesome on that last pay-per-view. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
An American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Any other thoughts on Raw?
I did laugh at the irony of Rey Mysterio being the one explaining to fans that once you lose your mask, you lose it forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, a stupid company took his mask off.
This is true.
It shouldn't count. There's a lot of stuff that shouldn't count. So anyway,
it from WCW in the 2000s.
I'm so sick of writing about WCW. God, I'm doing it again. This new book. I have to write about WCW again. I have to write about so much dumb stuff, but also good stuff, but also a lot of dumb stuff, because dumb stuff makes history sometimes. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for today, everybody, but I'm going to be back tomorrow with Filthy Tom here on Observer Live, and tonight it is the Brian and Vinny show, and we're watching part two of, what the heck was the name of that tape? Do you know?
No, was it? This wasn't the bloopers. No, some Invasion of the Body Slammers.
Invasion of the Body Slammers. The second hour. There it is. Invasion of the Body Slammers. It's available on YouTube. And last week we saw a Bret Hart Shawn Michaels match, which was just like a match, but boy, were they just freaking awesome. The two of them. And then I think there's a Ric Flair Kurt Hennig match on this tape as well. And you know, if you're a big fan of Repo Man, there's 10 minutes straight of Repo Man. And apparently the Sean notes that the second half of the Invasion of the Body Slammers, part two starts with Doink versus Kamala.
Oh, tremendous.
That's it, everybody. I gotta go eat. Talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.